Sisters and brothers, what does it mean to have faith? I asked my son this morning. Although now, days later, I realize that a clearer way of asking this question would have been, how can we have no fear, as Prince says in The Grind? Or how can we listen to our bodies when the system is set up to ensure that we can't listen to our bodies? He seemed taken aback. I think because of our discussions of Prince. Because of our discussions, he assumed that the answer was self-evident. That the answer would be to believe in love, in the infinite, the all. That to have trust that the truth of our fundamental unity must be manifested in the physical world.
Stay here, brothers. Stay here, brothers. Move, y'all. How many like the blues tonight?
Got the ride. You got the time, baby. I got the ride. Where I wanna go? Keep you showing I'm satisfied. Like it real slow. I got days. You like it real slow. I got days. If you want some good loving, baby. I know the way. I know the way.
Turn me up, brother!
To know that the truth of our fundamental unity must be manifested in the physical world, and that we are here to achieve that goal, which, don't get me wrong, is true, but that's sort of like tautology, right? How do we get to that point? My thoughts, however, still with that excerpt we read from Christopher Fry's The Boy with a Cart, Cuthman, Saint of Sussex, and the lessons that it has to show about conquering the fear that we won't be able to feed, clothe, and shelter ourselves or our loved ones if we listen to what our body wants. It's lessons about conquering fear with love, with faith. My thoughts remain in that practical vein, with the problem of how to wrest our bodies, our earth, out of the hands of Plato's tribesmen. More specifically, I'm absorbed with the question, as faith conveys such strength to those to whom it's given to face this fear, how does a person unconscious of possessing faith acquire or cultivate or discover it? And what is the relationship between the possession of faith to resisting fascism? I.e., short answer, I'm beginning to, you know, we've said this again, but it takes a while for it to sink in with me, claiming justice, but that's sort of where my process of thought for this show, though we went there before, coming back to it again. So what's the relationship between our possession of faith to resisting fascism, i.e. the illegitimate authority that the state claims over our bodies and our earth? And is discovering faith the same thing as reclaiming justice as one's personal responsibility? And then there again, the question is, well, how do we see what I'm saying? It's like, I was just restating the same thing over and over. But we're getting closer, trust, to a helpful response. Is discovering faith the same thing as reclaiming justice as one's personal responsibility? And is reclaiming justice tied to the realization that the existence of the state is not legitimate? And are these discoveries what motivates us to decide to resist this unjust authority, fascism, of the state? A number of responses flowed from my son and in the course of our conversation. People are looking for the truth, he said. We don't want to be lied to. We want to be free, vital, alive, to develop ourselves continuously, freely, without the pressure of having to submit to authority to live. We know that we are in prison. And it's hard to have faith if all you see is the prison you're in. And he thought that hearing the suppressed stories of those who resisted the illegitimate authority of the state, like Nikola Tesla, largely because they owned their true selves, reveals that there is an alternative reality to the one we're conditioned to accept, such that we begin to think about choice, about roots out of prison. Also, that it's a hard truth to accept that we've given up our bodies to the state. And it's painful to recognize that knowledge of the eternal has been taken from us. The Plato tribesmen want to be gods, and so lose the truth that they are God, right? This is the point made by Samuel Butler, by Shakespeare, and by Prince, when he says, choosing not to choose because you already are.
I got the breath.